This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Officials in Pakistan say a group of terrorists stormed a five-star hotel today near the China-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The separatist Balochistan Liberation Army is taking responsibility, releasing pictures it said were those of the attackers on social media. In Syria, government forces are pushing into the last rebel stronghold in the country's northwest, despite calls for honoring a ceasefire. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has confirmed troops gained new ground against the insurgent al-Qaeda-linked militant group. Fighting in the area, which began at the end of last month, has been the worst breach of a September ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey. Over 150,000 people have been displaced by the latest wave of violence, while the World Food Programme says the fighting has forced it to suspend aid distribution to over 47,000 people. Members of the UN Security Council have urged a return to calm. I'm Sarah Bassett.
There has been another senseless killing in Afghanistan. The victim, a former prominent female television journalist, Mina Mangal, who had been working as a cultural advisor to the country's lower house of parliament. She was gunned down and killed this morning in Kabul. Witnesses said two men appeared on a motorcycle while Mangal was waiting for a car, and that one man fired four shots in the air, then fired twice at the woman, killing her. Mina Mangal ran a popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. No claim of responsibility for the murder. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have begun withdrawing from the ports of Hodeidah, Salif, and Ras Issa under a United Nations broker.